And it is 9 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it is 7 p.m. in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today is October 7, 2015, and this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we are going to celebrate our Wednesday with Italian music to send all our love to our friends elsewhere who speak Italian, who love the music, and can connect, and maybe we'll talk about them sometimes. And then we're going to touch base and talk the truth, that impossible truth, to the ears that can understand real from fiction, the people who can understand that history cannot be rewritten. You know, facts are on the ground. We have our history. And even though that people say you can always win an argument, it depends how far away in history you go back. But there are some facts on the ground that are ever true, like earth and sky, heavens, and all the suns and the moons and the stars around. There are facts, like the Bible, something that we all live, love, and according to it, we organize our social behavior. It's not easy to sometimes to go around and obey all the law and regulation of the world, especially when the orders is always so hard, you know, to follow. But the truth of the matter, in order for us to live and grow, we need our discipline. Discipline is that hardcore behavior that gets you to the next level. It's like a training of a pilot. It takes a lot of guts. Of course, it takes a lot of readiness, but it's meticulous. You have to understand, in order for you to fly a plane, you have to go and check it out every day. You have to keep on maintenance. You cannot, you know, treat it like it's given for granted, because your life depends upon it and everybody else's life too. So as the pilot needs to make sure that his vehicle is round and ready, also everybody else needs to know that their life, they need to create the environment where they are ready. Maybe organize their way of being in the system. Now, something that we all know as teachers do tell us, you know, you have to get the reality and take it from there. Now, reality, of course, there are people that, you know, really real to the bone, that makes you suffer so much through life that, you know, you cannot, and give you all the red flags that there are in the world. But the truth of the matter is there are not so many red flags. You have to get your act together and move. But you're getting your act together means that you want to evolve to whoever you inspire to. So today in Israel, there were a lot of riots, again, attacks on innocent civilians by civilians. You know, they call themselves Palestinian, but they are Israeli. They live in the ground. Most of them, you know, they have double citizenship, or people that come and go from refugee camp. And they decide to attack. Now, they're trying to initiate the third intifada. It means intifada is the rioting of everything. The Arab Spring that took them to a full destruction of their lands everywhere. They're trying to take it elsewhere and expanding. And as the Russian says, they are trying to build a caliphate, like the American says, you know, we are in the war on terror for many years. And we all are players in this VIP club that they put us in. We don't want to belong to, but they are players, and they are rioting on our grounds everywhere. Now, by all means, I know that most of them had a very bad livelihood. Okay, it's a given. Nobody decides to become a terrorist and know that they can blow themselves up or get killed. It's a desperation act. Now, Okay, in America, you would send them to some psychologist or somebody to take a look, or in jail to control their temper, whatever. The truth of the matter is, we need to organize because they are getting the best out of us. If you think about destruction of the economy, you talk about terrorism. If you think about destruction of civil life, it's terrorism. If you talk about anything of relationship between countries, which terror comes and make take a place, it's ruined. So the world is not actually acting and going forward; they're getting backwards. Now, I don't know what started all of this. And I don't know how the world started evolving, but probably it was there some time, and now we have to decide what we're going to do about it. So everybody goes about it as they know best. Some decide that, oh, let's go kill them. So they get the plane and they go and they ship them all the way in the Middle East and start shooting missiles and start running their plane, and they make them, look for a hole to hide. But it's the violent way. Now, there are others that try to negotiate an agreement, which most of them, they don't respect the agreement that, the paper they sign on, so it's a bogus. It's only agreement to get their side of the game in play. But there are people that actually love what they believe in so much that they really truly believe that they are on the right side, and those are the believers in God. Let's say that I understand what it is to believe in God, and I know God is wonderful, and I love Him too. So, by all means, I have nothing against it. Okay, let's take that as a fact. But as deliverer of God, we need to understand that the life of others matters, and it doesn't. God didn't make us and them only, or us only and them only. He made all of us. And the ultimate truth of somebody who serves God is by accepting the reality of this world. And that's something that the Muslims say. And I have much respect, really, to anybody. And it's not for saying it's act and the walk that I do. I have no problem with anybody who believes in God at all. Whatever faith they like to choose to call it. But the fact of the matter, if their freedom to be whoever they want is ruining other people's freedom, it means that they are obstacles to freedom. Now, freedom is a source, as Jefferson once said, it's something that you defend always. You always need to defend it. It's nothing that you can do. You need to work hard and to defend it. And they are challenging our freedom. So I'm not talking about freedom of religion now. I'm talking about freedom as, democratic states should have, because they do everything in their power to give the people the power to govern, to be independent, to make businesses. And the Arab Israeli have their right. But yesterday they decided to get out in Jaffa. Now, Jaffa is a port city, which is in Tel Aviv. What's the point? What is the point in Tel Aviv? Tel Aviv is, we have a problem with the world deciding that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and that's why I mention it every time. But Tel Aviv is a part of the deal anyway, right? Or else, or you guys want to terrorize us. Now, as you know, we came after 2,000 years in the diaspora. We've been schlepped, as we say in Yiddish. We've been pushed around from side to side of the universe. We have the scar to show for in the Second World War. All right? We have two temples destroyed. Temple of God, which, of course, is by our whatever sin that we created in the past, which we got punished for. That's the history. That's the Bible says. Now, we came back in 2,000 years. Now, you think that we let some whoever screaming at us, telling us, go away on Temple Mount, it's ours, you know, stand for long? You guys are completely out of touch with reality. Now, remember, there is no other people that rise again in the history of mankind that we know, that raise and renew their language after 2,000 years. We speak Hebrew with a chutzpah and all, whatever, with the attitude and the innovation and all what we got. And our best friend is America. Yes, they have attitude too. Of course, they deserve to have attitude. They're winners. They did everything right in the last round. So, if you know, in Hollywood they say you're the best of your last gig, yeah, they got their last gig is really awesome. Okay, what is your last gig? Are your last gig your terrorist is to terrorize people, to kill, done, you know? All right. History will call you as dead. That's the end of every terrorist because they kill themselves, right? Is that the point? That's your point with God and whatever? So you're actually, when you call Allah, that's where you're calling to be with virgins instead of Allah because that's the point that they're selling. Now, I have no disrespect for one opinion or anybody's believing. It's really, really. But if you believe, or if you nurture your children to believe that if they get rewarded for killing us, well, so sorry, but we're not accepting it. And I don't know who's getting offended, but I'm really getting offended that you even think about it. Okay? This rhetoric has to stop in some way or another. Now, are we going to go all-out war? Because what? Because you want everybody to become Muslim? It's not going to happen, you know, right? Because women got stronger. Nothing you can do about it. They got stronger in the last century. So you cannot make down what you want. So you got half a population already resisting. Because nobody wants to be your slave. Sorry. You got your women, you know, are good. And they are devoted women. And they should be there. And the best cook. And they are good mothers. But you know, they want to be free too. So if it's all about freedom, and you want all control of everything, I must call upon God to be the one to witness, judge, and help us. That's all. Because how I can convince you that you're wrong when you think that you deserve it. And it's really not something that we're going to beg for it. Freedom is something that this century, the last century, showed us that the human spirit is stronger. We want to have fun. We want to have sport. Of course, we work hard. We want to learn. We want to study. We want to get to the moon and ship and fly and do whatever we want to make this amazing capacity of humanity. Now, why don't you join us? Why don't you join us? We don't mind you worshiping God your way. But just remember, there is only one God. So if you worship it one way or our way not that you have to change or anything, God forbid. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. As long as you remember, there is one God, and he wants us all getting around. And if you call him Father, like we do, because he's a great Father, you know that great Father wants his children to get along. He wants the brothers and the sisters to be in one, to be united, to proceed, of course, to challenge themselves to create something, but not move or grow. Don't make God the problem. Why they always think, you know, the people that have, you know, the left God after the Holocaust, they blame God for Holocaust, which is, you know, nobody can blame God for somebody did bad deeds. You don't want, you know, in the universe to start shaking. And if you think that God can, you know, stop everything when people decide to get mad, you know, you have to be really an angel to be in that realm of understanding. But the truth of the matter is that we can have an understanding. Now, the reality of the fact is that all bets are up. You broke the, you know, the game, and you told the world, we're going to go all out for this. Because we believe in Allah. All right, I believe in Allah, my God of Israel. And my God of Israel tell me that I have to respect all our friends and all our people that come from different lands. But my Allah, my God, says that I need to save life, to care for life, to teach the children, to educate them. What are you doing this day, sending them with stone? Why do you have to ruin their life? Why a child of, you know, 11, 12 years old needs to be in trouble with the law because he thought it was fun. You taught them, oh, that let's do some harm. You don't do that. You know better. Teachers are a blessing in this world, and we need to respect them. Once you start teaching the kids wrong, you actually expect the whole next generation to be wrong. So, wow, your investment in humanity is really overwhelming. Because I didn't see how many universities you built lately, and I didn't see any satellites you all sent to the moon. You send bombs. You send missiles. You want to blow the world up. This is our reality, and this is the truth that we have to live with. And he was trying to send America and Russia, one against the other, and China, that's trying to, you know, bear away from this. But is it? It's about what? Oil? And then it's about money? You guys had so much money all over, and you guys blame the Jews. We work hard every day. You got natural resources that nobody in the world has. You had oil that, you know, was sold. You guys lived in gold and palaces. And, of course, you kept the people poor. That was your decision. But now the freedom you're asking, it's not the freedom to kill. It's the freedom of economy, freedom to prosper, freedom to learn. That's your freedom that you want. There is no out of freedom. There is no such a thing of freedom to kill. You have no right in that, and you're trying to take it. Now, like you're trying to take Temple Mount, that is, by declaration, a holy site of yours, of mine, and Christianity too. Now, when you declare a holy site, you should spare. There is a very, very, you know, strong word. Remove your shoes. Speak softly, because there is a holy ground you're walking on. And what you're doing, you're paying women to riot on holy ground. What level of, you know, devastation you're trying to get with God, because you're touching God, and this is His ground, by definition. Now, one thing you have to remember, the fact that you know, the temple of Israel was destroyed and you erected the mosque does not mean that it's less ours and more yours. It's only a double whammy. It means that both of us are stuck in the same place because you decide to put your nose there. Not, nothing you can do about it. It's a fact. Those are only temples, too. You didn't have two mosques. You did, we had two, and you went there. All right, so now we have a mosque and we have a temple site. What are you going to do about it? You're thinking that you try to keep the Jewish people were from there or the Christian from there? There's 1 billion Christian, you know? The whole observe the Christianity, like you observe your Muslim faith. And the Jews are little. They're little. Then you just build coordinates. You know, it's like those plugs. You have all the big mountains of doing and dishing. And then you have those plugs that you get in the middle, or those batteries that get the energy. That's how we do. We don't come special. And for some reason, every time you get annoyed, you blame us. It's the battery doesn't work. It's those plugs. No, no. It's you that didn't know or you didn't maintain and operate it correctly. Now, what happened now? You have an agreement. We have a deal. We have a deal for the other side. The Israeli leaders, which were not a behavior, you know, God-fearing in the way others should be, or decided to give Temple Mount to your, you know, special treatment of the mosque, the shrine. It's the mosque. It's not the ground, the shrine. It's on the court. And what do you say? You go away from all the sites. It's like, not ours, it's yours. It's not ours, it's yours. Like, what in the same accord, there is like until final negotiation of the site. Oops, you forgot something. We have not final negotiation yet on Jerusalem. Oops. Now we're going to call for a final negotiation on Jerusalem because it's time we put your, the world, feet to the reality. Who owns Jerusalem? And if you think that Jerusalem is going to stay silent and let some terrorists run its place, you know, in the God's place, and I say that I call Jerusalem because it's Zion. Zion is an entity. Zion is a spirit of God. You know, he gave Zion a spirit, Jerusalem. And you can call her any name, that loving name that you want. It's Jerusalem for the world. Now, you think that God will allow terrorists to run his space? You don't know God, probably. Because if you are the God of terror, probably that's what you expect to have. But you know what? The rest of the world, we cannot have it. How can I say to you? Too bad that you like it this way. It's like people who like to fight. Well, too bad. Because the rest of the world, we are planning to proceed. Now, proceeding means to go to the different level. Now, why you are in the way? Why you think that you need to have so much fighting instead of going in the same direction? You're always facing the wrong way. It's like when you have a fight, it means that both sides are in the same face-to-face. It means that one goes to one direction and the one goes to another direction because there is no reason for people that are going to the right direction to go and fight each other. That's why the world is actually colluding with us. What can you do? Of course they don't show us. Of course, you know, well, we know the routine. But we are popular. We're very popular with the world. What can you do? You cannot invent ideas. Or you can, but you are busy blowing up something. I think it's almost half an hour that I spoke. My God! All right, guys. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is Impossible Truth, and I'm talking to you Turkey today. Let's listen to some Italian music. Maybe you can get the spirit in love with you.
Lui è pazzo di lei, e per questo
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. That was Lui è pazzo di lei. He's crazy about her. And let me tell you something about men when they're crazy about their women. They're wonderful. They are wonderful because there is nothing better than people who love each other, and they call it crazy, but it means that, you know, you go in the same direction, you go together, and you tie together, and there is nothing more interesting than each other. Love is about sharing and about doing something in the same direction and the same focus. And people who have it or experience that know, you know, they know how humongous it is. It can transform you from to happiness in no time. It's like at the moment, the blink of the eyes, you are completely out of it. And that's what in Italy I learned. In Italy, I learned that there is so much capability of beauty that transform love. Now let's talk about love. You know, in the Middle East, it's really hard because they fight every day and day in and day out, and it's really hard because you know, men that go to fight terror to come home, he probably overwhelmed, he's hyper, and he's so nervous wreck that he can explode, you know, on a touch, and you don't know how it's gonna happen, but the trigger is really sensitive. So think about what the women in Israel have to go through, and all in the Middle East, all the women, poor babies in the Middle East. You know, the girls here need to get a medal because they have to tolerate the reaction of those men that in war constantly. Then the kids that they are fidgeting, you know, they are fidgeting because the father is upset, and everything is like on the movement constantly. It's like a pot of popcorn that, you know, always blowing up, and you don't know, you know, how you're gonna handle it. And we need to be completely focused and do our task. And in Italy, instead, no, there is something else. There is beauty of space, art, of music, of creation. And that's something that, you know, every time you should immerse yourself in it because the grounds are there so beautiful. The caring that they have of the historical places gives you everything about them is particular. And I'm so sad that not many people understand Italian because if you guys knew how beautiful they speak and how creative mind they have and what a wonderful way of treating women, and I'm telling you, there is, sorry guys, they win my vote. There is nothing like to be taken care of, you know, in romance in Italy. That's why all the girls run away to Italy sometimes, you know, for what can you do? That's the focus. Probably the Spanish are too, I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's a part of it. So when we have guests that telling us, you know, you guys have to change because whatever, then no, you guys have to change. Start treating women right. And in Israel here, we had some devastation, and there was a manifestation of really outrageous behavior, which the authority did not condemn enough, did not put the focus in, and I'm not going to put it on the public arena, but thinks that Tel Aviv needs to be ashamed of herself. And Tel Aviv is a great city for everybody to come, but oh boy, they need to learn how to treat a woman. Because Tel Aviv is supposed to be the women, like, you know, California, Los Angeles, freedom. Women are free. No, it's not like this. They need to think about the way they are. But we're talking about Jerusalem now. Now, who Jerusalem belongs to? There are people who think that it belongs to, who's in charge of Jerusalem? Well, the Jews said once it belongs to God. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you have to be custodian of something. You need to take responsibility. And the Jews did take responsibility for 2,000 years. They told everybody that Jerusalem is our city, is our duty to observe. So I'm calling on the world now. Start talking about Turkey to those terrorist organizations, because I cannot call them any other way. If you have representatives that riot and call, you know, on the destruction of the state of Israel, then the kicking of all the, you know, from all the grounds. We're not talking even of city or building or place, talking holy ground, which is the ultimate belief that if you don't trust there on common denomination, you would not be anywhere else. And, you know, there is a lot of movement around that let them feel that they are free to act up. But, you know, the sword goes both ways. Because if they are free to act up, God knows what the other can do, right? Like the Turkish government, they decided, oh, wow, Russian are in troops, the troops are coming, so let's riot over the Kurds. There's 30 million Kurds. What do you guys think that they're gonna do? They're gonna just imagine the audacity of a man, Erdogan, a man that, you know, by all means work on both sides, and at the end he's gonna end up with nothing, like always happens when you play both sides. He goes to the European Union and asks the right to attack, you know, a little, you know, a PKK, whatever the Kurds' name, you know, organization is. What do you mean you're going to attack them? Who stopped this guy? How dare you even think about it? But you, oh, let's chip in the way of more fire. Now, the Russians came around to put their foot on the ground and say, you know, that's it, it's enough. Enough of this, and you guys start running. I don't know what the Iranians are doing in the game, because they're definitely out of their... They're out of the game. Or why they are there? Why the Russian needs them? What is it? Are they paying the bill? Now the Chinese about to get into the game. We got the intention of the Chinese to help. All right, cool. Send some ambulance. Pick up some refugees. Why don't you ship some refugees and let them leave? Why don't you build a school? What do you mean build, you know, help? I remember those missiles that you sent in the Lebanon to the war in Lebanon, where they got the Israeli ship. Yeah, it was Chinese. By definition, Chinese attack. So you got the Chinese planning to come to join forces, then the Russian employing, the rumor says, 150,000 soldiers. The Iranian guards are coming to play, and the Hezbollah are saying, oops. And they are all saying, wow, we have nuclear weapon being available to some, who knows who. Yes, they're going crazy. But that's why, because men are all in misunderstanding that it's going to get over soon. You can blow the place, you know, everywhere. The world can go crazy in no time. That's what you want? After we found the internet, after we start globalize the world, after we start, now we have a different problem. Oh, I love God. When you start to apply, you know, when you play with the fire, you might get burned. Listen to this. Now, 2 days or 3 days ago, I told you about the vault in the seeds vault in Norway, who got opened for the first time after years. They're saying that the Syrian vault is not available. I didn't know there was a vault, but if it's true, it's not available. So whoever is in charge there, you know, they need to open it up, because, you know, your duty in the world doesn't stop because you decide to get into a war. So Norway vault is open. But what I'm hearing there is seeds that are contaminated. There are seeds that have bugs, and there are tomatoes that are sick. If you are listening carefully, you understand that there is something in the environment that probably ruined the crop, you say? Something is dangerous happening. So I know that there are many Arab countries, there are a lot of agriculture, they can grow stuff, they know to grow stuff. Maybe we need to start getting their help in working. Maybe we want to start sharing something together. Okay, let's decide, you know, can we decide, you know, to take a break from all this and said let's put everything to focus and take care of the children first, school, sick, old people, food. Now they're getting to the food. Now the mechanism needs to be emergency. You need to watch out what's going on. I know God is great, and I know there is a God, and it's not us, right? So we have to remember that. Let's listen to some more Italian music. This is our Wednesday with BBS Radio Studio One with Italian music, which we are spreading love. Maybe you can get some of it.
Vivere è passato tanto tempo, vivere è un ricordo senza tempo, vivere è un po' come perdere tempo, vivere e sorridere.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth on BBS Radio Studio One. It's where the people, for the people, talking to in order for us to help, you know, make a new day comes around. And we are really, really happy to be here today because it's special Wednesday with Italian music. And we just heard Vasco Rossi with Vivere, you know, to leave. Let us leave. And, you know, living is, you know, all sort of understanding what life is. There are, you know, Eskimos in the igloo, they have a different kind of life. And there are people, you know, in one country, like they outlaw the Muslim and outlaw the Quran. They don't have any terror, make you think. And I'm not going to mention the country because they probably will run after them. And, you know, but that's the truth. There are places where the rules of the game is or you behave or you're out of there. I remember that when the Australian decided that they are not letting any, who was it? Somebody, Australian or the Chinese, decided not to let, in this time of war, any Middle Eastern come around. It doesn't matter where, because they didn't want any war and incitement of war, which is smart. Sometimes you have to keep the gangs out. Anyway, so that's why when, you know, to all our listeners, when you come to Israel sometimes, and I'm talking especially to my friend there, you know, that has a, you know, friends, that's a brother that come to Israel, and they have a hard time getting in because they are, you know, they're not Jewish, and the Israeli are really, really on alert, and you never know where they come from. They masquerade. And I really feel for that. And I know that you need to have your, you know, when you come to Israel, get ready, just relax. Just relax. They will ask the question. You, if you relax and answer, you will be, you know, on your way before you know it. The resistance, when you start, you know, they'll ask some weird question that you don't know where it come from. Or, you know, check, or, you know, if your suitcase looks a little different what they expect, maybe they'll ask, and open or whatever. But just let them do their job, because they try to keep people safe. And they have, you know, people try to blow the place all day long. So, by all means, please. And you know what? You can buy anything here. If you come, just get your 24 hours, just come here, visit. You will find incredible food. incredible sites and incredible people that help you and have fun. And, you know, you can go to Jerusalem, you can go to Tel Aviv, you can go to Haifa. You can have, you know, a trip and be in Eilat, where the city is really incredible for tourism and great beaches and Kubarat, but incredible. So please, I know that Europeans sometimes get a little edgy. They want their suitcase and they want their stuff. Yes, I understand this. But sometimes, you know, when you come to the holy ground, you know, you come in before God. Just remember that. You don't need any decoration. He knows who you are. That's true, right? God knows who we are. And he loves us all. Because we are special. We are his children. No matter who you are, God loves you. But he wants you to be the best you can be. He doesn't want you to go and destroy what he leaves. He doesn't want you to destroy your body. He doesn't want you to destroy other people's bodies. He doesn't want you to take life for granted. Because every day gives you a sign. And you need to fight to, you know, in life to be well. You know, you have to train your body to be well, you have to eat well, you have to take care of the land. It's not growing easy, and of course men have to sweat and do their job, and I'm giving you to the men. I'm serious. If there is anything I want to say in term, you know, of course I would like you to treat women great and love them, but I have to give it to you. It's a really a jungle out there, and all the men, I see from pictures, the movie, what you guys are going through. Wow. Wow. To be a man in this age takes a lot. And you guys are awesome. So I give it to you and I respect it. And I respect all the men that, you know, running to make this world better, because my goodness, they are incredible. Think about how much energy they have to put and how much heart. Think about, you know, people who stand in the Congress day in, day out, just to talk to make this world better, and they care, and they care, and they're saying, you know, what is going to happen? And I want to talk about this for a minute. When America let Russia play the role that they're playing right now, we have to admit they let them. Because it can take no time before they come close by, and they are close by. So Russia is not, you know, free to do whatever they want and take over. Now, Russia's opinion that Saddam, that Assad needs to stay in power. Now, we need to still prove to understand why, but let's say that Wiley is signing off the energy or the resources of the land just to save his life, because that's what they're doing, right? He's sending them all the resources. Because Russia took over already for a signature. And I'm not saying, hey, a deal is a deal. You know, if they give, they ask, they call, you know, it costs money. What do you think? To, you know, bring over the military, it takes money. And they pay for resources, but it's the Syrian resources. So at the end of the game, we need to make a plan. What's going to happen with those resources? Are you taking over the country? So just give it to us. You're sending troops. You're taking resources and all the refugees. What's the plan with the refugee? You're going to bring them back? You know, the Turk, for one, you know, for the craziness that they're doing, ask one real question. How are we going to bring them back? And what is the plan? And I know that before you know it, you're going to get in crisis and you'll ask the American to intervene, because you cannot take it by yourself, right? So let's assume that we are going to have, in no time, a big international conference. But it's not the G20, because we are really sick of you guys, G20, and we are sick of Ban Ki-moon that says, and I'm saying it for the first time, because South Korea, I've got a friend there, and I know that he's a friend of Ban Ki-moon. So, with all due respect, but to be announcing, you know, denouncing the killing of Palestinians when they killed, after they killed the families, parents, in the day, and, you know, in the car, this is outrageous. So I'm asking Ban Ki-moon, who's paying for you to speak like that? Who gives you the right to speak in the United Nations in the name of the universe against people who defend themselves? It needs to go. It needs to go. There is no a man that doesn't see right from wrong needs to go. Oh, but the organization that is running, Al-Kruk, we just know that there are people that write on trial. They use the United Nations platform for their own benefit. Wow, what's new? Like the terrorist activity that they took in Gaza. This is part of 2014 game, right? They were sending missiles. They were hiding missiles for the Hamas. Yeah, and they were giving them in time of war, real time of war. And Ban Ki-moon came out, oh my God, we're going to make an investigation. Right. And soon enough, it's back to its own self. Israel, you saw the tunnel. You saw, how dare you even condemn people in the holiday season going back from dinner and you coming and attack them? How dare they, you know, where is the audacity of the world? Where is the new election for the United Nations? We need to do something about it. Well, maybe we need to start a new organization because this is definitely doesn't work. It's all paid, it's all corrupt. You take resources from the world. America's paying dues. Who needs to be a part of this? When they treat Africa like their own background, you know, for bad stuff, like they did in other countries. Yeah, we need to start over with that organization. Well, maybe, you know, maybe we start fixing stuff instead of breaking stuff. You know, UNESCO. What UNESCO is all about? Where is all the artifacts that you got destroyed? You know, where is the Hua? What about the Hua, about the artifacts in Temple Mount that got destroyed? 80 tons of, archaeological artifacts from the temple? Throw it away. Why? Nobody stopped it. Oh, it's Jerusalem. It belongs. It took over. No, we did not take over Jerusalem. Jerusalem was given us as a custody to bring the best out of humanity, and by God, we're trying ever since. And you all always, you know, our military called the defense force. It doesn't call the attack force. We don't attack, we defend. Of course, we have the rules of the game. Somebody trying to kill us, we'll kill them first. That's the rule. Can't blame us for that. Now, listen to all of you. All of you guys that listen, and have some common sense. Let's call it quits. Back off all your goons. Get everybody, because it's not going to be pretty. Because we are, frankly, are tired of fighting. And we need some technological advance. Today they're talking about sending stuff to the moon. Come on, give us a chance to be. Maybe it will worth a while. Give us a year. Let's take a year, a break of all this, and rearrange, okay? Time out. Tadia, whatever you call it, time out. Let's do. Let's build some sewer system in Jerusalem. This Jerusalem needs school. Let's build it. Okay, for it doesn't matter if you are Arab, if you whatever you are. In Jerusalem is the city of God for all the world. Let's just build there. And whoever says not even one brick, is that normal to say no brick in Jerusalem? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that word. I didn't understand that rule. I didn't understand that order. We don't take order as such. You don't give us order, no one brick. Because you know what goes around comes around, right? Let's just stay and pray. I'm praying with you all, and I love you all. I kiss you goodbye, and I hope that you go in peace and come in peace, and all your life will be blessed with light and happiness and much love that God can give you and you can give to the world. Enjoy life. Flourish like a really tall palm tree. Make your life, one life, worthy of living. I love you all. This is Olive Betty Davis, and I'll see you next week. Talk to you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Quello che fai serve a poco oramai. Siamo arrivati al capolinea di una fine inevitabile.